الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are in the last few minutes of the first Ashara of Rahmat. So we should turn towards Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala for His Rahmat. And these days of this year will never come back to us. Whichever moment, whichever minute we get, day, it will never return again. And what Allah has given it to prepare for our everlasting eternal life of the Akhirah. Allah has given it to find Allah Ta'ala and to find the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So how much we can use it for that? So we should turn our hearts to Allah Ta'ala and beg Him for this rahmat. Also, another point before we start with our actual bayan is, ulama have explained, and Allah reward our ulama, how they have explained our deen to us, that the difficulties and hardships which comes in a person's life. And this is a thing which everyone goes through. Even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were not spared also. They also went through difficulties and hardships. So when we don't understand it, then many times it causes a lot of problems within us. And we sometimes think very, very negatively also when we are faced with whatever problem. Maybe it's a financial problem, maybe it's a health problem, maybe it's some loss of some wealth, our business, etc. Whatever different types of problems. And sometimes they come together, all the problems come together also. And then a person sometimes loses hope, courage also. So if Allah Ta'ala reward our ulama, they've explained it to us, and if we acquire this knowledge, we understand it, and that is why we are here. What we learn, we share, and inshallah it will be helpful and beneficial for all. So one great beautiful explanation is given by the ulama, that good and difficult conditions come upon everyone, even the most righteous and the most pious also. And this is one aspect. It is that Allah Ta'ala wants to keep Iman and Islam pure. That the people who just got their ulterior motives, they don't take advantage of this. For example, if all the Muslims who are practicing Islam, they are enjoying only good health all the time, and they don't suffer any loss in any way whatsoever, then everyone will want to become a Muslim. That, yeah, you find like the life of Jannat already in this world. So they won't become Muslims for the sake of Islam and for Allah's pleasure and for Akhirat. They will come that you become a Muslim, then you're just enjoying life. Money is just flowing, no sickness, no difficulties, no hardship. Then it won't be known who is the genuine and who is not the genuine. So Allah Ta'ala made it that even for the righteous, these difficulties will come. And also within Islam, within the Muslims, if it was only for those who are like the very pious people, and for them no difficulties come in their life, they just enjoying all the time, things are just going smooth, no illness comes in their life, nothing goes wrong in the family, nothing goes wrong in their finances, nothing. Then we will also want to become pious, but not for Allah's pleasure, but so that we also can enjoy those worldly things. And yeah, one is Islam, which is in us, which is the outward form. And Iman has to be in the heart. So if Islam is there, and the Iman is not there, and just on Islam, the outward form of deen, Allah gave all these dunya's ni'mat, then all will just take the outward form. And they won't consider the Iman which has to be in the heart. And when Iman is in the heart, and we realize that a person with Iman in his heart, all conditions are from Allah Ta'ala. Then even if difficult conditions come, though outwardly he is going through difficulty, which every human will also go through. Even an animal, if it suffers something, you can see it's also going through that difficulty. But the mu'min, from his heart, he will be content, that he knows it is from Allah Ta'ala. And a munafiq, or a person who has got very weak iman, that person will become very restless, perplexed, agitated. He won't be able to handle it. Why this condition's on me? Why am I going through? So the more a person has got that iman in his heart, the more he will be content from inside. Though outwardly he is going through all this difficulty. If it is some pain he's suffering, he will suffer the pain. But from inside he will know that this is also from Allah, and that Allah Ta'ala is in fact, there are great, great wisdoms from Allah for that. For example, Allah is forgiving the sins of a person. Sins which we did not make tawbah from, etc. So Allah is forgiving that. Allah has fixed a high position for a person in Jannah, but with his amal he could not reach it. So Allah gave him these problems, he makes sabr on it, which also Allah gives that sabr, and thereby he reaches that high position. So these difficulties, outward difficulties of dunya, will come to everyone, Muslims and non-Muslims. They will come to the righteous and the pious, and they will come to those who are sinful and who are transgressors. It will come to all. So, and one of the reasons that this explanation is given, that if that was not the case, and because of practicing on deen, being a Muslim, only good conditions of dunya, outward conditions are, then even people with ulterior motives will also become. So in this way, they are distinguished. That those people who have got this ulterior motives, they won't accept Islam just for the outward things. That difficulties can still come on a person. So Allah Ta'ala let us understand that whenever any difficulties come, we don't have to be so perplexed and feel so agitated and we feel so restless about it. If from inside we understand it is from Allah. And then again, one is we just accept it is from Allah. Then a higher stage of tafweel, that we just hand it over totally to Allah. Allah, you wished it. Then such a person, even in the face of these difficulties, he will still be smiling. He will be in great difficulty, and we hear, even till this time now, there are people who, like with cancer and the pain that some of the cancer forms bring, a person suffers great pain, but they just say, Alhamdulillah, and they are happy with it, and they don't complain at all. And then even a higher stage, which is very difficult, but Allah, may Allah in His kindness grant it to us, that a person like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked actually in the battlefield for the jihad, that they must be not only that they became martyr, they went exclusively. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, dying on his bed at home, he says, I went, if I remember correctly, 60 times out in the battlefield and solely to become a martyr. That they actually went and gave their lives. And there were those Sahaba who made dua and who shared the duas with others. That you say Ameen on my duas and I will say Ameen on your duas. And they made dua that I must be slain by the kuffar. And then they must mutilate my body. They must cut my stomach open, take out all my organs. It is all for the pleasure of Allah. Solely for the pleasure of Allah, which of course a munafiq we can never imagine. People like us with so weak iman, we can't also. But with all this, the great teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we must ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, for well-being. These tests are not easy, and it's not everyone who can take them. And many times when the test comes, a person can lose his iman, where poverty is a thing which is a good quality, but for some of us, and perhaps all of us, we, if poverty has to come to us, perhaps we even lose our iman. People, well, it can take a, poverty can take a person closer to Allah, and it can take him out of the fold of Islam also. So we must ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat, that Allah protects us, things go smooth in our lives all the time. And if any difficulty does come, then accept it, and accept it, and more higher, accept it with a smiling face, and more higher, that we just hand ourselves totally over to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us these realities and the actual teachings of our deen. May Allah bring it in its reality in our lives. The ayat sharif that we were discussing, where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that, O believers, the rozas have been made faraz upon you. And on every part of the body also rozas have been made faraz. Kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum, as it was made faraz on the people of before. So from that, Allah has made it easy for us, that we haven't been victimized. We haven't been singled out. And this difficulty such is given to us, it was, the rozas was made for us on other people. Yeah, we find regularly, it happens every year, especially beginning of the year, students of the first year normally will come, and we find it too hard. We can't manage. The work is too much. And then we console them, that how many other students before you have completed already? They all went through the same thing, and you are not below average. You are in fact above average. Just have courage. Just tolerate. You'll also go through. So like that, with this rozas, we must just think that how many people before us in this ummah and the ummahs of before, that how Allah made rozas for us on them also. And they kept their rozas. So we shouldn't feel that we are victimized or that we are singled out or that we are put to this, that only we have to go through this difficulty. No, others also, Allah put it to them also. So Allah made it easy there also. And then Allah Ta'ala explained the great benefit of roza, which in fact should make it more easy, that you are going to acquire taqwa. That by this roza, you just go through this little process, and it is, in front of Allah, makes it even more easier, ayyaman ma'dudat. Few days, ayyam, and ma'dudat, which can be counted easily. 29, 30, we read our tasbihat on our fingers. So 29, 30 days you count on your fingers. It's a small deal. It's not a big deal. You aren't asked to keep rozas for so long. There is one beautiful kitab, Uqdatul Anamil, to count on the fingers, in which they teach you can count up to 100,000, up to 1,000,000 on your fingers. For us will be, if you go through that and you study that, then it is easy to see that you can count so big numbers. But yet 33, 34, we are always counting. This 80 duruds we read, we were counting on our fingers, and we, most of us, many read a lot of tasbihat, and all of that, they count it on their fingers. So, it's just a few days. Ayyamam ma'dudat. And what you're going to get on that? Taqwa. And taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, what is the fruit of taqwa? In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah Ta'ala are only those people who have got taqwa. So in other words, you just go through this process, keeping your rozas properly, as you are required, just for this few days, and you will be crowned with taqwa. And when you have got taqwa, you have become the wali and the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And everyone will really like to be the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And even like that, in our normal relationships, we would like to be friends with everyone. We wouldn't like to be, to have enemies. Nobody likes to have enemies. We would like that everyone is my friend. And the greatest of the great, he becomes your friend. And Allah has shown us, given us such a beautiful and alchemy prescription, that just by the small little effort of this 1 month, and you become the friend of Allah Ta'ala. And when you are the friend of Allah, as we explained those few instances which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali explained, that once you are the friend of Allah, Allah will see to all your matters. Allah will handle all your matters. And how fortunate, who is the friend of Allah, not only in this dunya, but in the qabr also. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. At that time, malaika also descend on these people who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, then in the qabr, Allah is your friend. On the day of Qiyamah, who you have to go and return an answer to is your friend. Who will come in your qabr? Munkar and Nakir. They are sent also by your friend and by the instructions of your friend. So by acquiring the taqwa, Allah becomes your friend. And Allah is with you wherever. By acquiring taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That you have taqwa, whatever your condition, difficult conditions come upon you, Allah will make a way out for you. And Allah, when He makes a way out, He makes it in such a beautiful way. In everything, you will find so much difficulties come on you sometimes. You find that perhaps even shaitan puts the thoughts of suicide on you. He will put all types of thoughts. But you will see when, because of taqwa, Allah will show you that there is light at the end of this tunnel. I just have to go through this little bit. Just make my little sabr and handle it correctly, I'm going to come out. And how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has explained, the ulama has explained, that وَمَنْ يَسْتَقِ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ was taqeed also, taqeed Allah is saying, مَعَ الْعُسْرِ, it is ma'rifah, alif lam, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ, عُسْرِ, difficulty conditions. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. There are ways out for this person. Then again, second time again, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ, that same difficulty again is referred to. It is, ma'rifah is a fixed difficulty, one problem. And for it, not that one solution of the first ayah, but all solutions. Even in the second, plenty solutions. If just with taqwa, Allah for every problem will give you many solutions out of it. Will open many doors. You'll have one problem, and to come out of that problem, Allah will open many doors for you. So we just have to acquire this taqwa. And what greater time than the month of Ramadan. And we should make lot of shukr. Who Allah gave this fikr, we have come here to make our islah. And it is, and islah, another word of it is taqwa, to acquire taqwa. That is your islah, if you have got taqwa. So this month Allah has made it, the whole object of it is to acquire this taqwa. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah gives rosy from sources that a person cannot imagine. Where he cannot imagine how Allah opens the doors for Firuzi. One person, the father, he became ill, terminally ill, seriously ill. He had four sons. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes this instance in Fadail Sadaqat. So the one brother told the three other brothers that I make an offer to you people, that you three serve our father. Make his khidmat, look after him, he's ill now, he's old now, and he can't manage you people. And I will take the full inheritance. So, of course, who is going to opt for that? The other offer I make, I will make all the khidmat. I will serve him, I will treat him, and then I won't take anything of the inheritance. You people take the full inheritance. Of course, everyone is going to opt for that. They all agreed to that. And he just wanted it that way, so he could have the honor, not the opportunity, the honor of making khidmat of his father. So they were just too happy, and alone he wanted to do it. So he made his khidmat, and he did it in an exemplary way. Perfect, how a person cannot imagine he made khidmat like that. Like For example, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he made khidmat of his Ustad Shaykh al-Hind, Hazrat Maulana Mahmood al-Hassan, in the prison in Malta. And before that, when he was still a young boy, there was a small child, sir. He should be in and out of his Ustad's house. He should, with his Ustad's wife also, no parda, he should be in and out as a small boy. And then he made khidmat which cannot be imagined in Malta. There is details of that. We can't imagine the khidmat. When finally they came, they were released, they came back again. So again, Maulana's wife wanted to just thank him, put her hand on his head, thank him for all. So Maulana said, the khidmat he did, even if we had our own child, I don't think our own child would have made the khidmat what he made. So much of khidmat. But now the laws of Sharia apply. Now, though he was a small child, in and out, coming all the time, but now that cannot be allowed. So this khidmat, it is also ajeeb how people make khidmat. How he made of his ustad khidmat we cannot imagine. And his sheikh, how he made khidmat of his sheikh. But, so this person said, I will make. And he made khidmat like that. And Abad, when the father finally passed away, he didn't take one bit of the share. He said, you people take the full share. That was our agreement. And he wanted it that way. And see with what tact he presented it also. Anyway, after his father passed away, that night he saw a dream. That it was told in his dream that a certain place, there are 100 gold coins. Kruger Rands in our time. You can go and it is for you. Now this taqwa that he had, his closeness with Allah, see the reward what Allah gives on that. He asked in the dream, is there barakat in there? They said, no, no barakat. But lawful, 100 jais. He told his wife, the wife jumped. She said, what are you wasting time? Go and collect it, go and take it. So he said, no barakat. She said, but it's jais, halal, everything. He didn't go. The next night he dreamt at a place there are 10 gold coins. You go and take them. Barakat? No, no barakat in there. He told his wife, again she said, you lost out on 100, now go for 10. Again he refused. Next night he dreamt there is 1 gold coin somewhere. Is there barakat? Yes, there is barakat in there. So he went and he took it. On his way back, he bought fish for the house. And 2 fish he bought. Brought it home, when they cut it, pearls came out from, each one had one pearl. And when he tried to sell it, nobody could buy it. They didn't have the price, the money for it. Only the king could afford it. And the king, the price that was fixed was 90 loads, camel loads of gold. Not 100 gold coins, not 10 gold coins, 90 camels. The load of gold, that was the price for it. So this is if we have the taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ Allah will give rosy from sources that a person cannot imagine. And when a person has taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّعَاتُهُ Allah Ta'ala forgives your gunas on taqwa. You are still, Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair. What great people, and Allah gave us the opportunity to be with Hazrat, to benefit from Hazrat, and still we are benefiting till now. Hazrat explained that if you are a muttaqi, doesn't mean you won't commit gunas. Even a muttaqi also makes gunas. And what an example Hazrat gave, that a person who stays with wudu, and if we know of a person, that this person is always ba-wudu. He's a person, you can be sure he's with wudu all the time. Doesn't mean his wudu doesn't break. His wudu also breaks. When he sleeps, just the minute you just fell asleep, you made wudu and slept. But the minute you just fell asleep, your wudu is broken. The whole night, so to say, you are sleeping without wudu. Because sleep breaks our wuzu. But he's counted as a person with wuzu the whole night. And this person, he has to go to the toilet also. He's stinja, he's a human being. He's not an angel. So he has to, he will pass wind also. He'll go for number 1, number 2 also. So his wuzu will break, but he's called ba wuzu. So what is a person who is Ba'a Wudu? A person who stays with Wudu, when his Wudu breaks, he makes Wudu again. And he is declared, he is a person Ba'a Wudu. And all the virtues of staying with Wudu. So who is a Muttaqi? His taqwa will break. He is a human being. Kullukum khata'un. All of us are sinners. We will make mistakes. But when you make a mistake, you make tawbah. So again you are a Muttaqi again. So you are counted as a muttaqi, though you will be making mistakes. So you kafir an husayya. A muttaqi, Allah forgives his gunas also. Wa yu'zim lahu ajra. And Allah makes his reward very great. Just by the quality of taqwa, the quantity can be small. But the quality, Allah increases it. That on the day of qiyamah, for example, one great dua also, very simple, at the end of all our amal, whatever we do, if we can read this dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, wa Salamun Adal Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Very simple, and everyone knows it. It's not only to be read at the end of a dua, any amal we do. For a person who reads this on the day of Qiyamah, where his amal will be magnified, will be made heavier, will be made so much that the normal scale on the day of Qiyamah will not be sufficient to measure. Another scale will have to be brought. So much, just by saying these words, on we finish read Quran Sharif, we made our other du'as, we read this du'a also. We made our namaz, we read this du'a also. We try and read it every time. Then, what a big scale. So Allah Ta'ala, by the quality of taqwa, your amal will still be the same like a person who isn't a muttaqi. But you have got taqwa, now all your amal, Allah is going to increase its weight. It's going to become much, much more greater just by acquiring taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is the month that we can acquire this taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. Allah says, oh you who believe, if you have taqwa, Allah will make for you furqan. Furqan to differentiate. There are different tafsirs which are given, but Allah will give you that quality now, that in all your matters, your dunya's matters also, you will be able to do differentiate between what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. And all the time, every person is confronted with, must I do this, must I do that? Must I do it now, must I do it later? Must I ask this person to do it, must I do it myself? Must I ask somebody else? We have to make decisions all, not only big decision makers of governments, etc., but every person, all the time we have to make decisions. By taqwa, Allah will bless us to make the right decision all the time. And we see that how Allah guides those people of taqwa, that all the time, how Allah makes them make the correct decision. And Allah saves them from great harm, whether it's opening a business, doing this job, that job, whether it is the time of marriage, who you're going to marry, must I marry this girl, must we accept that proposal, all the time we are faced with this. If we have taqwa, Allah will guide us all the time. So it is a very great quality, and to acquire it, there isn't just one way which is one very, very established way right from the beginning, is the company of the righteous and the pious. That ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. In this ayat, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explained that, oh believers, those who have got iman, so they have got already iman, that is already in the bag, now to acquire taqwa. And so Allah Hazrat explained that when a person passes away, there are three registers which are opened. And your name is entered in one of the three registers. One is of the kuffar. Allah save us, protect us. Keep our iman intact. That is the most valuable, most important thing. So that register is out of the question. Now in the people of iman, there are two registers also. You die with iman and you die with gunas also. So this person here, if he's not forgiven, finally, he'll go through whatever in the qabr, and it is not easy. Mort is not easy. Just if a person has got gunas and mort comes on a person, The mort is very difficult for the qabr life, munkar nakir, handling very, very harshly. And then his life in the qabr, qiyamah day, if Allah forgives him after going through all the severities of all the day of qiyamah, Allah forgives him, he is very fortunate. Otherwise, he was gunah, and Allah didn't forgive, you'll have to go to Jahannam. And you'll have to get purified from the gunah. Though it isn't like that of the kuffar, but still it isn't anything easy. So, if the person died without taqwa, if you got taqwa, that means you're saved from gunah. You made a gunah, you made tawbah. Allah forgives your gunahs also. So this person goes directly now into Jannah. No problem. His maut is a maut of pleasure and enjoyment. He looks forward to it. Those who have that yaqeen, they don't have that fear also. Otherwise, at the time of maut, when Malakul Maut comes in that beautiful form, it's a pleasure for him. He's just too eager to go. He doesn't want to stay back. And then his life in the questioning in the qabr, either there is no questioning, or if there is questioning, it's very, very easy, a pleasure. No, it's like nothing, not even child's play. He just goes through, and not anything, no qiyamah day also, hisab-e yaseera, no difficulty whatsoever, or no questioning whatsoever. Just let her just go, you carry on. So that is all on taqwa. So Allah, Hazrat explained that in this ayat Allah says you have got iman, but now you won't go, you are out of the register of the kuffar. And this is also of course important, that iman we have got presently, we alhamdulillah, we must make lot of shukr and daily shukr. And on shukr Allah increases iman. And this iman we must make a lot of dua for our parents also. Those who are born as Muslims, we were born in Muslim homes. Make shukr, our parents gave us Muslim names. They made our sunnah, our circumcision. And they took all that to trouble and all those things. And then they brought us up as Muslims. They sent us to maktab, to madrasa. All those things, it was just like part, we didn't even think of it. We could read Quran Sharif, we can read, they sent us to maktab. We must make lot of dua for our parents also. And then after that, what more Allah Ta'ala gave, a person who becomes a hafiz, who becomes an alim, we just cannot stop making shukr to Allah Ta'ala, shukr to our parents, our asatiza. So anyway, on this taqwa, if we now that we carry on and we acquire this taqwa also, our dunya's life also, Allah makes it a life of enjoyment and pleasure. And that is, outwardly you might seem to be in difficulty, but inside, a person who has got taqwa, he will definitely be always at ease. Within his heart, he will always be at ease. Even his fear that am I going to die on iman or not, that is also a sign of his taqwa. He has got that fear. On that also, who will have that fear? A person who is a muttaqi, who has got fear of the maut. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, explained this beautiful point. He said that one time he had a debate with a Shia. So the Shia said that who becomes a Qadiani? He said no Shia becomes a Qadiani. Sunnis. People, Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, people who ever mislead them or they make effort, they become. So Mufti Sahib said that Shaitan is not a fool. He doesn't go and rob an empty house. The Shias got no iman, what must he go and rob them all? They haven't got iman. Sunnis got iman. So they come, so Shia will come, Shaitan will come to the Sunnis to rob them of their iman. So a person who has got iman, he will be the target. So have a non-Muslim won't have this worry that how my maut is going to come. And if that worry is not with us, we have to fear nifaq also on us. That am I not a munafiq, I'm not afraid that how my maut is going to come to me. A mu'min will have this worry. A person who's got, like in India it's common, don't know now, but those days, wherever there were queues, where there's the bus place, or buying tickets, train tickets, and there's a queue, the police, wherever in the whole world, they work with the crooks. So the police will come and announce there that there are pickpockets around here, people who will rob you. So everyone makes sure that you look after your money, you keep safe. So psychologically, mentally, a person immediately, he's got money, he puts his hand there. So they watch exactly whose hands went where. So now they know exactly who's got money. So like that, they want to rob you. So just like that also, with our iman, a person who's got iman, he's worried about it. Is my iman safe or not? A person who travels, and especially if you're traveling the first time, your passport, you're so worried about it. Every now and then, you're making sure. Just 1-2 minutes ago, you checked it in your pocket. Again, you are checking. You are worried, if my passport has to get lost in a foreign country, you don't know the language, you don't know anyone there, what will happen to me? So you are worried. So a person who is in this foreign country of dunya, where there are so many pickpockets, and shaitan and all the crooks, he will be worried of his iman all the time. So having this worry is also a sign of iman. And a person who hasn't got iman, he's not worried also. So the kuffar, they won't worry that how my mort is going to come, it's going to come on iman or not. And with it, Allah Ta'ala will put that insight. Allah will put that, you'll have that itminan. That inshallah Allah he will show his mercy. Allah is most kind. Allah will put that also. But that worry, and on that worry, also Allah Ta'ala raises the position of a person. And makes his, just that worry alone, Allah Ta'ala raises him. And on that worry, Allah will protect his iman also. A person who wants to be protected, Allah will protect. So taqwa is the thing that we will acquire in this month. If we keep our rozas properly, whatever is required, with the greatest gift, the whole exercise of this roza of Ramadan, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Allah's la'al is not possibly, it's definitely. You will definitely acquire taqwa. We just reasonably, and Allah is also so merciful and so kind, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah Ma'alusi Rahmatullah Ali says, our Shaykh taught us that Allah bought from us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Our nafs also. And nafs is ammara bisu. Al nafs is lawama. And then, inshallah, it becomes mutma'inna. But nafs is, Allah bought a thing which is filthy. Nafs is dirty, it's bad. And also, amwaluhum, our money also. Where we got that halal and tayyibah. So Allah bought filth and dirt from us, and in, which is full of fault. In return, Allah gave jannat, which got no fault in it. Jannat bay'ib. No toilets in jannat also. No urinals in jannat also. No mad hospitals in jannat. Nobody's going to go mad there. No cancer hospitals. Nobody go, no fault in jannat. Allah bought the worst and He gave the best. So Allah's la'al, that possibly, what if we can't imagine. So we just, little bit we make this, so in that case also we'll understand what a great blessing this month of Ramadan is, besides all the other sawab and everything of rozas and that, and amal and the value of deeds, but that you acquire taqwa. And this is not only possible, not only easy, Allah makes it a pleasure to acquire taqwa. And it's almost what all the teachings of Ramadan, that it's impossible that Ramadan passes on a mu'min and he didn't have his maghfirat done, didn't acquire taqwa, he didn't get his deliverance from Jahannam. It's almost an impossibility. Just by doing the basic things, just on keeping roza, what Allah Ta'ala gives. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we apply ourselves. And if we come out from here on the day of Eid, and we get the tuhfa of taqwa, there is nothing more greater. What a great thing. And that is really the Eid of a mu'min, that he had acquired taqwa. And there is no level There is no limit to taqwa. The level of taqwa, there is no limit to it also. Every person, no matter how pious he is, he can acquire the higher level. And we carry on like this till maut, and finally when maut will come with the taqwa, for which Allah in His infinite mercy blesses us with, then it's to what? Then it's open. Then there isn't the mixture of the good, the difficult and hard conditions. There is only enjoyment then. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with appreciate this month and acquire this taqwa which Allah has promised, which is the object of this month. We just do our share and inshallah we will get this taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala bless us inshallah.